The Constitution Pipeline would run from Susquehanna County in Pennsylvania through New York's Broome, Shenango, and Delaware counties to connect with the existing Tennessee and Iroquois pipelines in the Schoharie County town of Wright. It's proposed by Williams Partners, an energy infrastructure company based in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Houston-based Cabot Oil and Gas. Williams spokesman Chris Stockton explains that the pipeline is fully contracted with long-term commitments from natural gas producers operating in Pennsylvania and is not designed to facilitate natural gas drilling in New York.
Whether or not gas drilling ever occurs in New York, you know, is really an independent issue and totally independent of this particular pipeline project. And this particular pipeline project will be built or would be proposed and would be important whether or not gas drilling ever occurred in New York State.
Kate Hudson, Watershed Program Director for Riverkeeper, points out the SGIS that the DEC has been working on for 4 years does not address the environmental impacts associated with pipelines.
So we are concerned that the environmental impacts associated with multiple pipelines is just completely unexamined. Their geographic extent is going to be huge. It's going to be beyond areas that are going to be subject to actual shale gas extraction.
John Armstrong with Frack Action agrees and adds another warning.
These pipelines actually carry dangerous, highly radioactive gas from the Marcellus Shale in Pennsylvania and potentially it could happen in New York State. With the gas, that it has high levels of radon, which comes into people's homes with the gas and doesn't burn off. Radon is an invisible killer. It's actually the number one cause of lung cancer among non-smokers.
John Holko, director of the Independent Oil and Gas Association of New York, notes officials like New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg have come to realize the positive aspect of burning natural gas. Bloomberg has declared it would help the city reduce the greenhouse gases and unhealthy air quality caused by burning oil and coal.
Historically, there's been an incident of higher cases of asthma in New York City caused by ground level pollution. What he realizes is that by continually increasing the energy consumption in New York City being natural gas, he decreases the air pollution. And in so doing, he improves the health of New York City.
Bruce Kernan and his siblings own a 400-acre productive forest in the Delaware County town of Harpersfield. It's been in the family since 1946. He says the pipeline path will cut across land 150 feet wide and a mile long, for which the family would only receive about $7,000, quote, for the value of the land.
Over the course of the 67 years, the family's had the forest. We've harvested over 2 million board feet of timber products, and almost the entire income from that has gone to pay the taxes to three school districts, three towns. During the course of his career, my father worked a lot in the woods. He received the two awards from the American Tree Association, and he received the national award from the National Arbor Foundation out in Nebraska for his management of this forest, because it's been an exemplary forest in New York State. I'm not sure that there's any other forest in New York State that's been so carefully managed and taken care of since 1946. He set up a trust so that this forest would be managed in perpetuity down at least two other generations. So by the time the trust terms of the trust are finished, it would have been in the family for over 200 years. This is not a national forest or a state forest where the public pays taxes and government officials go take care of it. This is a private forest that we ourselves not only take care of the forest, but pay the taxes to the local government.
Among the family's concerns, the pipeline will destroy wetland habitat and reduce water quality. At public meetings and in letters to federal regulators, New Yorkers have aired fears about potential gas explosions and leaks, noise, and air pollution from compressor stations. According to the U.S. Energy Information Administration, the U.S. natural gas pipeline network has more than 300,000 miles of interstate and intrastate transmission pipelines and more than 1,400 compressor stations that maintain pressure to move gas along the lines. If approved, construction would begin on the Constitution Pipeline in April 2014, with a goal of having it operational by March 2015. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Dave Lucas.